The Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
We welcome you back as the conversation continues from Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Look at the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard from last night. Riverdale beat Oak Ridge 35-10. They will face Maryville this Friday night on the road in the semifinals. And as we turn our attention to the Eagle Bowl-Gordonsville game, the final in that one, 49-14, as Steve Carson joins us here from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant for the coaches' conversation this morning. Still to come, Siegel basketball coach Ben Dotson to talk about the Venture Express tournament. And we're going to jump into Cougar Corner early this morning with Ed Watson as well. And Ed's already in the house. So we've got a full slate right before 11 o'clock, our pregame coverage before the MTSU-Arkansas State game. So then we got basketball tonight. It's a busy day at the Radio Ranch.
Mouthful there, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was. Steve, how are you this morning?
Man, could be better.
Well, you know, I heard your interview on last night with Dennis Weaver, and something that stuck out to me in that conversation was that, you know, it's a loss, it ends the season, but you couldn't be more proud of your team and the accomplishments that that they made this year. This is another layer of the foundation of Eagle football.
Well, I mean, goodness gracious, what a year.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. And for our kids to go out and accomplish it, you know, to be 11-0 at one time, you know, we got ranked in the state, you know, around early in the year. And, you know, for the first time ever in the history of our program, we didn't lose that next game. And you know, the number 9 ranking went to number 7. And they ended up at number 4. And to be 11-0 and for our kids to accomplish what they did this year, I mean, it's disappointing. We got beat by a really good football team last night. But like I said earlier, I choose to reflect on the previous 11 games rather than this one.
Well, you do have to play the teams that are in front of you. And that side of the bracket is always the most difficult, it seems, in single-A football. I mean, you've got, you know, the South Pitts in there and the Gordonsvilles, and you were in there. I mean, that's a tough side of the bracket.
It's tough, you know, it's a you know, anybody was at the game last night, and I feel like anybody who watched us play all year, you know, they saw the same fight, the same determination in the fourth quarter last night as they did in the first quarter of our first game this year, and I'm proud of our team for that.
Got to have it. I mean, that's what makes good football teams, despite the way things are
it's
going.
It's what won 11 football games for us.
Yeah.
You know, I wish I could get on here and say that it was all these great schemes that I came up with, and that's certainly not the truth. What got us to 11 wins was 56 players competing every single day, you know, Monday through Friday, and never quitting and just doing things that the right way, that's what got us to 11 wins this year.
It had nothing to do with Floyd Walker either. Well, maybe a little.
Floyd had a little to do with it, yeah. Yeah, Floyd's an awesome guy, and you know, all of our coaches, not just Floyd, but and I've said before, are not only outstanding football coaches, but even better people.
Well, that's one thing that you have there, and I don't know. I've heard this said, okay, and you, I think, will agree with this. But if you look on the single-A level in football and look at the coaching staff and what you have assembled there at Eagleville, that I know coaches help, but you've got great players as well. But you could not have more football knowledge at Eagleville than you have, I don't think.
Well, I mean, I've just been, you know, I've been truly blessed in my life in many ways, and this is just one of them that I've been blessed with as well, is to have quality people and quality coaches around to work with me. And, you know, I hope that each one of them, you know, stay with us for a long time. All four of them bring something special and something specific to our football team, and we need all four of them. And I hope that we're able to hold on to them.
Just a word or two about last night's game. Gordonsville's quarterback Peyton Watson. He's real deal, isn't he?
He's a player. He's a player, and that's about all you say. He's a good football player.
I saw that you mentioned that he's the stir in the you know,
straw
in the drink.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he is. You know, and we knew that going in, and We knew if we contained him, we would give ourselves an opportunity. And it's not like that we didn't throw everything at him that we could on both sides of the ball. And, you know, sometimes you just have to tip your hat and say, hey, we got beat by a better player and a better team. And Gordonsville's a good football team.
Well, as it's kind of hard. I think these last interviews, when the season is over, regardless of when it is, it's hard to reflect back. But you seem more reflective this morning than most coaches because, I mean, you've had a season that is going to be remembered in Eagleville for a long time. When these young men come back for their 10th and 15th and 20th and 25th reunion, that's going to be the topic of conversation, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, who can – again, you know, I'm disappointed and our players are hurt from the outcome of last night's game. But, you know, I just choose to reflect back on the 11 previous games. I mean, we won 11 games in a row. Coming into the season, you know, we didn't lose a scrimmage game. We didn't, you know, we didn't lose a passing league game. We didn't. And then we ran the table at 10-0. We won the first playoff game and just ran into a buzzsaw last night in a very good Gordonsville team. And you know, I'm disappointed. Our coaches are disappointed. Our players are disappointed. Our community is disappointed. But you know what? When the sun came up this morning, I was thankful that we were, you know, we got 11 victories this year. That's a heck of a season. That's a great season. And, you know, again, we're disappointed, and we would like to – I'd love for our players to experience, you know, practicing on Thanksgiving Day, but it just wasn't meant to be this year. But, I mean, 11 wins, not 11 wins at Eagleville, but 11 wins anywhere is a great season.
Well, when you when you go into the off-season work and things of that, this has to help. You know, this has to set the bar higher at Eagleville for football.
Well, I mean, if it doesn't put steam in the stride of our players going into off-season, I don't know what will. You know, and it doesn't guarantee us that we're going to go 11-1 next year or anything like that. But you know, it's going to get our off-season off, you know, start off on a strong start. And and I fully expect that. By the way our seniors carried themselves, by the way they practiced, by the way they played, I think that our younger guys looked up to them and they set a good model for them to continue, you know, on through the coming years.
When you look back over the course of the season, you know, you're going to see this game of football, 11-1, doesn't just happen. And you may lay it all out there on the line and have a couple of losses in a year, any year. There's football, and then there's a little luck in football,
certainly,
too. You have to have it bounce the right way, and certain things happen. And you had a couple of those games this year that could have gone either way.
You know, and they certainly could have. And we made plays, you know, we made plays when we had to through the year. And, you know, we tell our kids good things don't just happen, you know. If they don't just fall in your lap. I mean, when you do your dead level best to out hustle people and out effort people and out hit people, well then those good things tend to come your way more often. And that's what our kids did this year. And boy, I'm just proud of them.
We're talking to Steve Carson this morning about Eagleville football. I'm going to give you a chance to talk about your senior class as well here in just a second, but I want you to spend a little time talking about the 12th man, because that has been very unique. It's really a fun atmosphere, and I'm sure Eagleville fans were all out last night and supportive. And it doesn't matter if it's, like you said last time, whether it's 8-4, 0-8, or whatever the record is. You know, the community's going to be there.
The community's been behind us the 4 years that I've been there, and you know, I keep saying the same things over and over again. You know, the good, hardworking folks of Eagleville, they're like everybody else. They like a winner just like I do. But they also appreciate great effort and great sportsmanship and kids playing as hard as they can and doing things the right way. They see those things and appreciate those things, and they'll come out and support a team that does that, whether they're winning or losing.
Yeah. And it starts with the administration too. You have to have good people at the top who support what you're doing. And I know Bill Tollett, you know, he is a guy all about Eagleville, not only what happens in the classroom, but what, you know, I mean, you're kind of the face of the school. The football team is out there and building school pride, and it takes that, and he's going to be just as competitive in basketball and baseball and all sports. But you know, it starts there at the top, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, you know, and Miss Holton is the principal that hired me, and you know, she did just an outstanding job in leading that school, and Coach Tyler has stepped in and continued that. You know, he told me every Monday this week, said, "Man, you're making my first year on the job a whole lot easier." You know, and but he does a great job. He gives us everything that we need and supports us. And I couldn't ask for a better administration.
Steve, as we look ahead and in some reflecting back on this season, you had a group of seniors that really took it upon themselves to, when they put on the maroon and white, to really show the pride of Eagleville, didn't they?
They sure did. And they've done it all 4 years. We've had, you know, we got one kid that's lettered all 4 years. He's been there, Will Akins. And then we've got, you know, Nathan was a three-year starter. And some other seniors that played a lot of football for us. And, you know, there were times when it'd been easy for them to spit the bit out and say, you know what, this is, you know, coach tells us if we go out here and out hit people and out work people and out hustle people and all those sorts of things, that the scoreboard is going to end up in our favor most of the time. Well, early on, we did those things, and more times than not, you know, we were getting beat by four, we were getting beat by three, we were getting beat by 10. Those things weren't happening for them, and I didn't really know what to say to them. And so they could have called my bluff, so to speak, and but they didn't, and they continued to do those things. You know, and then the fruits of the labor was, an 11-0 run and an 11-1 season. That's just an outstanding year.
You know, I remember those days and talking to you, and you come in, and it's, you know, what can you say, you know?
Yeah.
And to have that opposite happen this year, you know, in some of those games, instead of, you know, losing by three or four or whatever, you were getting those wins. But sometimes it takes years, getting bigger, stronger, faster, just a little bit, to make that difference, doesn't it?
Well, you know, and you know, to and sometimes it just takes one quote-unquote special win or one win to really get the thing started. And you know, our last year's team, boy, competed hard every game and won five games and kind of got the thing rolling. And it started in the Page game and off one hit by Andrew Jernigan that kind of sparked our team. And then this year, the emotional roller coaster of the first game of winning, of having the lead, you know, for three and a half quarters, and then Westmoreland tying it, and then with about, you know, right at 2 minutes going to game, we snap one over the punter's head, and they score and take the lead. And for us to then take the ball 80 yards, you know, inside 2 minutes, drive down the score, kick the game tie, an extra point, carry it into double overtime and win the game. I saw after that game, I saw some really raw emotion from our players that I haven't seen since I've been at Eagleville. And I really believe that win right there and how we won that game is what propelled us to have the season that we had.
Steve, I can see the excitement in your eyes, and I think that is going to, you know, go through to the players and this next group that's going to come up. But the real work starts in just a few weeks, doesn't it? I mean, it's this off-season work that makes you bigger, stronger, faster.
Well, you know, we've got a mandatory 3 or 4 week period that we have to take off, and we would give it to them anyway. You know,
sure,
we've been practicing football. We start a little bit earlier than most people. We've been actually on the field practicing since you know, the first Monday after the dead period, which is the second Monday in July or something like that. So, you know, you do the math on that. Our players have been going at it for a long time, and they deserve a little break here. And you know, we'll get cranked up here in 3 or 4 weeks, and and get our off-season program going and hopefully start building something strong for next season.
Those extra few weeks in the playoffs help you too.
We got 3 weeks of extra practice. You got a third of a season worth of practice through the playoffs this year, and we didn't get anybody hurt during those weeks, thank goodness, so they can't do anything but help.
Well, Steve, we're awfully proud of what your Eagles have done this year, and just the community support and everything. It's been really fun to watch, and I know that you've been around football a long, long time, and you know and will be able to appreciate what Eagleville has done this year, and we do as well, and appreciate you coming in each Saturday morning, and sometimes, it's been a pretty good year this year coming in.
It's been a great year, man. It's been a great
every
year.
Saturday.
I'll miss talking to you guys to some degree, but man, I'm going to miss this breakfast more than anything.
Well, that's you can come down anytime, have some breakfast with us, but it is, it's not like you don't have anything else to do on a Saturday morning.
Right.
But, trading film and getting ready for the next game, and I know that grind is over for a few weeks anyway, but, coming here every Saturday to spend some of your time. We just want to offer the opportunity for you to highlight your kids, and you've done an awesome job at that, as you have for the last 4 years.
Well, boy, I appreciate you giving me that chance, and thank you for what y'all do as well.
Steve, we'll see you next year.
I'll be here.
All right.
Thanks
Steve Carson, thank you. Appreciate it. Steve Carson joining us here on the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. We appreciate Steve. He does a tremendous job out there. Speaking of Cedar Bucket, don't forget Thanksgiving menu. Turkey and dressing, ham, fried chicken, green beans, turnip greens, pinto beans, mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, macaroni and cheese, vegetable salad, cranberry sauce, rolls, cornbread, and dessert. That's right. Thanksgiving dinner, 12 to 6 this coming Thursday. Come on out. If you don't have plans, let Cedar Bucket Restaurant do the cooking for you. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Venture Express Tournament coming up and some Seagull basketball notes with Ben Dotson joining us here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant for the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner. We'll be back.